Today's Shir in Sakhba Mitzvah, Daf Peivav. We will be, Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, begin on Daf Peivav Amar Aleph, at the second line. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had quoted what it says in the Seif of Adam Harishon. The Gemara said that Shmuel Yachino had said that he saw that Seif of Adam Harishon. And he saw that it says in that Sefer of Adam Harishon that he wasn't listed as one of the people that will be one of the people who have smicha. So the Gemara continues in saying some of the things that are written in the Sefer Adam Harishon. It says my Rebbe Reb Nosson, it says that the Rebbe and Reb Nosson Seif Mishnah are going to be the end of the Tanoim. And the way I saw that this is explained in the Hagdom of the Rambam to the Yad Chazakah, that until the time of Rebbe Reb Nosson, every Talmud Chacham learned individually in the Beis Medrash, and the Talmidim were learning everything independently. And what they did was, is that they gathered together all of the halachas that were taught, they gathered together all of these halachas, and they formatted them into what we know as the Mishnayos, and formatted them into Masechtos and Prokim. Says the Gemara, Rav Yashi v'Ravina, Asoif Hayra, they are the end of the Gemara, because as we just learned, in the time of Rebbe, they had the Mishnayos, but questions and answers that were brought up regarding those Mishnayos were not formatted and not organized in a very organized fashion. And Rav Ashi and Ravina, together with the other Amoraim of their time, put their discussions into an order, applying them to the Masechtos, applying them to the Prokim. They were the ones that we have throughout Shas, Esvei and Mesvei, all sorts of different questions and answers. And this was all organized, says the Gemara, by Ravina and Rav Ashi, the Simonach, and the way to remember this, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, at Ava a Mishkane Kael, Avina Lachrisa, Migdashi represents Rav Ashi, Avina is another way of very similar to the word, Avina is very similar to Ravina, Achrisam is that Ravina and Rav Ashi represent, as we just finished discussing, the end of the era of Amoraim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana Shtoyli Rav Chama Babati Dechasa. I want Rav Chama, who was the grandson of Rav Chasa, that told me, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Agav Shmoda Nach Nafshei. He left the world because of a decree. What happened was, says the Gemara, Ochol Kurtza Be Malka. They informed him to the government. The kurtza is a way of saying that way, it's speaking that way. The number of pshatim that I saw, why when somebody does something like that, is it called ochel kurtza? One is the kurtza, the Gemara, other places says, is that they made a sign, a wink. A wink is like a kurtza. And that what happened here. These people who want to say Lashon Hara, they don't say it explicitly. They only make a wink, and you should understand. Another pshat that I saw is that they used to eat a meal. When somebody came to inform on somebody else, they would eat a meal to show that it was serious, that this is exactly what he's saying is true. Another pshat is ochel kurtza, means to eat up the flesh. The person who was being spoken about, he was being eaten up alive. Says the Gemara, Achlu be kurtz be malka amru, ikechad gavra be yudai. They said there was somebody amongst the Jewish people, the kumavata treisa alfi gavra in Yisrael, that he stops 12,000 people, yarcha be kaita for a month every summer, yarcha be sova and a month every winter, every fall, Mekarg the Malka, because what he used to do was, they said, that in Nisan and in Tishrei, he would tell everybody not to work, but rather come to hear the drasha, and that would prevent the government from earning taxes, because the people, when they weren't working, they weren't paying taxes. Actually, the Yavetz asks, he says that the Gemara Masechta Brachos, that Flamen Hei Amabeis, actually says that Rava would say that in Nisan and Tishrei, he would tell the Rabbanim, don't come to learn. He would say, that's the time when I work, and I make Panosa for the whole year. And because of that, he suggests what it meant was that an Adar and an Elul were the months where they all didn't go to work. They all went to learn, and the taxes were obviously affected. Shadr Priska de Malka Basrei, they sent an agent from the government to inspect, to find him, and they could not find him. Says the Gemara, Arak v'azol mi Pumbedisa l'Akra. He ran from Pumbedisa to Akra, and then he ran from Akra to Agma, and then he ran from Agma to Shkin, and then he ran from Shkin to Tzrifa, Tzrifa l'ein demayim, Omeine demayim, he ran back to Pumbedisa, and b'Pumbedisa ashkeche, and he was caught in Pumbedisa. Says the Gemara, Ikla Priska d'malka l'hu ashpiza d'rabba. The king's agent, the government's agent, ended up being in the same inn where Rabba was staying. They gave this government agent two cups of beverage to drink, and then they took away the plate from him. And what that does was that it's zugos. And as the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us, that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes, teaches us, lo yochel adam trei, don't eat in pairs because it's zugos, and you expose yourself to shadim. So what they did to this agent was they gave him food in pairs, and what happened indeed to him was that the shadim affected him, and they sort of turned up his face. Amr lay, so the innkeeper said to Rava, my navile, what should we do now? Gavra de Malkahu, he's a government agent, and we have to be concerned not to leave him that way. Omar, so he said, Krivatakal Kamei, bring back the table, Vashkiyu Chad Kosan, give him another cup to drink, Vidulataka Kamei, and then take the table away, so it'll be an odd number, it'll be three cups. But let's say, and that's how we'll have a refuah. And says the Gemara, indeed, Avad Lehochi, that's what they did, Vitzi, and he was healed. Omer, so this agent said, now I recognize that the person who I'm searching for is here. Bachish Basrei, and he started to search for him, and he found him. Omer, so the shlich said to him, Azil Maha, I am leaving, and I'm telling you the following. If they're going to kill me, rather than I should say, that if I found you and where you are, loy magilna, I will not reveal what I know. However, the negidi magdanli, if they're going to cause me pain, I won't be able to withstand the pain, and magilna I will reveal. Asula kamei, so they brought Rabba, Aila ledruna, v'taki lebaba bampe. They took the king's agent into a room, and they closed the door. Boy Rachme and Rabba davened, Park Ishasa, and there was a nace, and the wall fell down. Ark v'azla agma, and that's how he ran away. That's how Rabbi ran away, and the agent should not know where he is. Says the Gemara, have Yosef agida the dukla. He was sitting by the stump of a tree, the kagaris, and he was learning. Kamafgum sifted rakia, and as he was learning, there's a machloikis going on in the yeshiva shamala. The Torah Akdoisha, when it speaks about tsaras, the Torah speaks about a nega called baharis. And the baharis is a nega where the skin turns white, and there are two white hairs in the skin. And the halacha is that in baharis, if the discoloration is kodemus l'seir lovin, if it comes before the white hairs, that's a proof that this person is tamei. He's completely tamei. If the sar Lovin, if the white hairs come first, then the person is tahar. But now there's a question, what is the halacha if there's a suffix, which came first? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in such a situation, the person has a cheskes tahara. This person till now was assumed to be tahar, and he remains that way. The Kulam Sifta Rekia Amri, and the Kulam Sifta Rekia disagree, and they say it's tamei. And the question is that why, how could, besides the issue which we're going to speak, but how could you argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but why indeed did they not fear, did they not rely on the cheskes tahara that happened? So Tosfos explains that this person was already tamei, and after he was tamei, he became tamei with this tumah, so he doesn't have a cheskes tahara. So they have, and that's why they were disagreeing, and they said that he doesn't have a cheskes tahara. So says the Gemara for Amri. So they decided man doichach, who will make the decision regarding on this issue? Noichach Rabbi Menachemi. So they said Rabbi Menachemi should be the one to make the decision. Dama Rabbi Menachemi. Rabbi Menachemi would say it by himself. And ni yochid ben Nagoyim. I am the greatest expert in the Goyim. Ani yochid ba'olus, and I'm the greatest expert in Hilchas Olus. Shadru shlicha basrei. So they sent the Malach HaMavis to bring Rabbah up to the next world to be able to make that decision. La'avimotza Malach HaMavis l'mikrovei. The Malach HaMavis that was not able to get close to him because they have a kaposik puma megirsei. He never stopped learning. And the Malach HaMavis cannot argue, cannot have anything, somebody who's learning. So the Ran explains in his drashas, what happens in the Olam HaEmes is a reflection of what happens in this world. And since Rabbi Nachmani in this world was learning these halachas, that's why, since he was learning these halachas in this world, in the Olam HaEmes, that's what would be followed. And the Ktzois in the Agdama to the Ktzois HaChoshen says, as we learn this Gemara, he says, V'chol aroy zeh yishtoymim. Anybody who learns this Gemara can't understand. Ulevava yechrad, he has to tremble. If the people who are sitting in the yeshiva shamala, malachim and tzaddikim are sitting in the yeshiva shamala, what aren't able to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how, when we attempt to learn something, are we really to believe that we understand what we're learning? Here we see that even those who are already in the yeshiva shamala have difficulty understanding. How much more must we have? Says the Gemara. So this is where they're up to. It says the Gemara, Ada hachi nosh v'zeika. At that point, the wind blew. V'ayish b'nikani. And it made noise. It caused the trees to shake. Sova gunda deparsha hava. And Rabbi thought that there was an army coming to catch him. Amma, so he said to Hashem, Tenech nafshi lehu gavra, I would prefer to die this way. I would prefer to die this way. And the loye masa v'yada de malchusa. Rather than be caught by the soldiers. Says the Gemara, ki hava kanicha nafshi, as he was passing away, Omar, he said, regarding the question that what is the halacha when we don't know what came first, the beheris or the saris, he said, tohor, tohor, that the person is tohor. Yotz abaskov omra, and at that point, the baskal emanated from Shemayim and said, Ashrecha Rabbi ben Nachmani, you are to be praised, shagufcha tohor, that you are tohor, v'yotzo nishmoscha, and you left the world with the word with the word tohor. It's very interesting to point out that when the Rambam brings down this halacha, he actually paskins that it's tamei, not like what Rabbi ben Nachmani said. And the Kus of Mishnah asks, how does the Rambam ignore what we just learned in our Gemara, particularly since the Gemara explicitly said that Rabbi ben Nachmani was the greatest expert in these questions. So the Kesef Mishnah says that we know, the Gemara we learned earlier in Amasechta, on Daf Nun Tes Amar Beis, that Torah Leibah Shemaim Hi, Torah was given to us in this world. And the Kesef Mishnah says that since Rabba Paskin, this sack of Tohor, as he was leaving the world, so it's not, he was not anymore considered part of this world. And since he was no longer considered part of this world, this, what he says, is in the category of Torah Leib Shemayim. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. And the Chasam Sofer says that's a psak that's issued when somebody leaves the world, as he's on his deathbed, it's still considered Torah that's said in this world. What the Chasam Sofer explains, the Rambam, is how did the people know what Rabbi said? That only Eliyahu HaNavi was the one that reported, they would be the one that reported what Rabbi Ben Nachmani said. And if we're relying on a psak, that's being given when that's being reported by Eliyahu HaNavi, that becomes also a psak, which is in the category of Torah Loi b'shemayim. Says the Gemara, Nofa Piska Merkia, a piece of paper came down from Shemayim and Pumbedisa to inform them, the Rabbi Ben Nachmani and Spakas b'yeshiva Shemala. Says the Gemara, Nofka Rabbi v'Rava Kul Rabbanan l'sukubei. Abai and Rava and all the great Talmidei Chacham went to be involved in the Kvura of Rabbi Ben Nachmani. But have a yada dukta, they didn't know exactly where to find them. Azla la'agma, they came to the river. They saw birds hovering over something. So they said, Shmamina, this must be proof that Hasam Hu, that this is where he is. And says the Gemara, Saftua Tlosa Yom Vatlosa Lailasa, they set a hesped over him for 3 days and three nights. And Nofko Peska, and they thought that they had done what's right. And at that point, they still, Nofel Piska, that they had been masked him adequately. At that point, Nofel Piska, a paper came down from Shemayim and said, call a Pirish, whoever doesn't continue saying the Hesped, Yehei ben Nidui, will be in Cherim. He did not yet have a proper Hesped. So it says the Gemara, Saftua Shiva Yomim. They continued for another 8 days. And then at that point, they said, Rabbi Yashiv says that we say in the Haggadah, Ilu Karvano Fnei HaSinai V'lai Nosolanos HaTorah, had you brought us to HaSinai and not giving us the Torah, Dayenu. And it's a very difficult statement. What is the point of coming to HaSinai when not receiving the Torah? So he says that the Pshat is like we just learned. He says what we say is, Ilu Karvano Fnei HaSinai, had you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought us to Har Sinai, and you didn't give us the ability that whatever we say is the halacha, if you wouldn't have given the rule of Torah loy b'shamayim, that dayenu, that would be enough. I saw another pshat. They did not know how Rabbi Ben Nachmani, as we just learned, was nifter. And they came and they saw the birds hovering over him. So I saw that pshat is that when they wanted to say a hesped on Rabbi Ben Nachmani, they did not know what should they stress. Should they stress that the kedusha of Rabbi Ben Nachmani, or should they speak about his Torah? But when they saw the birds, and the birds represent that Kedusha, that he's being protected, they realize that that's what they should say first. That's one pshat. But then I saw another pshat. The other pshat that I saw is, what do birds do? Birds chirp. And the Talmidim recognized. They recognized that what must they do? What they must do is spend the rest of their lives reviewing the Divrei Torah that Rabbi Ben Nachmani said. Another pshat that I saw is, why was it specifically birds that were hovering over him? So we know that the question that was the last halachic issue, as we just discussed, the Rabbi Menachmeini was working on, was about tzaras. And part of the tahara process of a mitzvah is that he has to bring tzipayrim. So to relate that that was the last thing that he was learning, there were the birds that were there as he was niftar. Says the Marahu Yomid Nachnafshe, the day that Rabbi Menachmeini was niftar, Dalia Zafta, there was a hurricane. Dari Lahu Taya Kirach of Gamla, there was an Arab merchant who was riding on a camel, and he was lifted, Mahaigisa Dinar Papa, the Shajibhaigisa. He was lifted from one side of the river to the other side of the river. Amr Mahai, and he asked, what happened that there's this incredible wind in the world? Amr Lay, and they told him, Noch Nafshid Rabbi Menachmeini. Rabbi Menachmeini was Nifter. Amr, so the Arab said, Amr Alfan of Ribbon Shalom, Kula Ayom the Dachu. The entire world belongs to you. Rabbi Menachmeini the Dach. Rabbi Menachmeini belongs to you. At the Rabbi the Dach. You love Rabbi and Rabbi loves you. Amaykor Chafta La'alma. So you're together, so to speak, now, you and Rabbi. And at that point, says the Gemara, Noch Safa, the hurricane subsided. So, says the Gemara of Shimon ben Chalifta, Baal Bosahava. Rav Shimon ben Chalifta was heavy. Yamachar have a chamimile. One day it was very hot. Have a solik v'yoshin ashina de Tura. He went and sat on the top of a mountain. Amaloi lebarte, and he told his daughter Biti, chamfilei b'menifa, take a fan and shake it by me that I should get a little breeze. V'niatanloch kikra de nerach, and I will give you a certain type of spice that's called nerd. Adahachi, as she's about to do it to get the reward, Nash Bazika, the wind started to blow. Amma, at that point of Shem Mechalafta said, Kama Kikrin the Nerd Lamar Dichi. How much does Nerd does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me. I don't need anybody else to take care of me. We learned in the Mishnah, Hakul Kaminig HaMedina. Whenever there's a situation between employer and employee, we always follow the Minig HaMedina. Ask the Gemara Hakul Suyumai, what does that come to teach us? Says the Gemara, Asuya ba'asri, the Nehigi Mekrek Rifta, in a place where they usually give bread to the workers to eat, or Mishusvei Nafka, and they give them to drink from a cup that holds a revius. The Amalei, and if he, the employer, said to the employees, Kidmu va'ais l'chu, come early to work, stay late, and I will give you enough food. Amalei, they'll tell him, I'll give you a meal if you do so. The halacha is that you can't force me to do so because we follow the Minig Medina and you have to feed us anyway. So there's an interesting question that I saw the Pesukim discuss. Here we follow the Minig HaMedina. And the question is, there was a shatchin that was mentioning a shidduch between two sides. The shatchin is in the United States, but the couple is in Israel, or vice versa. And when it comes to pay shatchanus, when it comes to pay for this, we pay according to the Minig HaMedina. And the question is, which is the Minig HaMedina? Do we go according to where the shatchin lives, or do we go according to where the chassan and kala live? So the Paiskim say that if the Shatchin was doing his work or her work in the place where the Chassan and Kala are, then we follow where the Chassan and Kala are. But if the Shatchin was doing their work from where they're home, they were doing it all on the phone, then they're paid according to where they were doing the work. And if they were working in the United States, they get it paid according to the Minig of the United States. The same question comes up. If the Chassan and Kala don't live in the same place, the Chassan lives in America and the Kala lives in Eretz Yisrael, which minig do we follow when it comes to pay the Shatchanus? To which the Paiskim suggests it's paid according to where the Shatchan was doing the work. And if the Shatchan was doing the work in the place where the Chassan lives, we pay according to what? The Chassan, according to that minig, and if not, we pay according to the other minig. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Masa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya told his son save schar, hire workers. And the and he said, and he hired workers and he promised them to work, to get to meals. And his father told him that you have to make redo that deal because I can never satisfy them. Ask the Gemara, but the story that the Mishnah just taught us is my solicitor, is contrary to what we learned. The Mishnah says that whenever we have a situation, we follow the Minhag HaMedina. And here we're seeing that they didn't follow the Minhag HaMedina, answers the Gemara, this is what the Mishnah means to say. If in a place where people are entitled to get meals anyway, and you promised them meals, so obviously what did you mean with that? Ribalahem. It means that you meant to give them more than is usual. Because if you're just going to give them what is usually given, for that you don't have to give, you don't have to speak it out. And says the Mishnah, in fact, it was such an incident with Rabbi Yochanan ben Asya. Shama Lubnai, he told his son, service chal on a palim. He hired workers for us. Holoch apostle Zionist, and he hired workers, and he promised them meals. Shabbat Tzal Aviv, and when he came to his father, Amon Beni, my son, I feel like Eislam Ksuz Shlomo B'Shatay. Even if you'll make, you'll feed them the most significant meal, like Shlomo Melech's Layotzi Dai Chavaschi Imaim, you will never fulfill. You'll never fulfill your obligation. Shehem Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. They are the children of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. So says the Gemara, Lememra. What this seems to be teaching us is the Sudas of Avram Avinu. The Suda that Avram Avinu served was a Difa Midishlam, which is even more significant than what Shlomo served. Ask the Gemara Ksiv, the Pasuk in Malachim that describes Shlomo Melech's meals. It says, V'hi lechem Shlomo yom echad, shloshim kar soilus v'shishim kar kemach, 30 kar of better flour, 60 kar of plain flour, asar bakabriyim, 10 healthy cattle, v'asar bakari, umay etzayim, Vad ma'el v'tzvi v'yachmer baburim avusim v'amagurim ba'istian m'shmei derav halalu. This incredible amount of food la'mel shetabachim was only used to put in the top of the pot. V'ritzkam halalu tzdika k'deira. They were only used to spice the meal. V'amar Yitzchak elef noshim hayu l'shloima. L'shloima melech had 1,000 wives. This huge meal that's being described over here was for each wife separately. My Tama, why did they make separate meals for every wife? Because each one of them assumed svura shema etzli soyed hayoyim svura shema etzli soyed hayoyim. They weren't sure where they're going to be, where Shlomo Melech will be that day, and since they weren't sure, that's why they had to prepare in every wife's home this kind of an elaborate meal. It says the Gemara, we look up Avram, when we speak about Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu ran to the cattle when the Malachim, who looked like Arabs, came to visit him. Avram Yehuda Marav, Ben Bokar Echad, Rach Shnayim, V'toiv Shloisha. So there were only three meals like that. So why are we saying that Avram Avinu's meal was greater? Tosfos Yontov asks that our Mishnah didn't just speak about Avram Avinu. Gemara spoke also about Yitzchak and Yaakov. Where do we find that Yitzchak and Yaakov had these elaborate meals? So he says that it must be that just like we're learning now that Avram Avinu served this elaborate meal, his children and grandchildren, Yitzchak and Yaakov, must have been the same. Because were they not the same, then the Gemara could never have said, well, they're Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, if Avram Avinu was an exception. Says the Gemara, there, Hosam, Tlosa Torah, Tlosa Gavri. Avram Avinu prepared three separate animals for three separate individuals. Hocha, when we speak about Shlomo HaMelech, yes, it was an elaborate meal, but it was L'chol Yisrael V'Yehuda. Shenemar Yehuda V'Yisrael Rabim K'chol Asher Sfas Asher Yam. So even though there was so much more, but it was supposed to feed so many more people. When the Pasuk mentioned the meal that Shlomo HaMelech had, served, it says, Barburim Avusim. What is that? Amar Rav, she'oifsim son bal karchem. It was served to the, they forced the animal to eat that much until the animals were so, became fat. Maybe tar marisa, but lo yanis. They brought an axe from where it was pasturing that never had worked. Where tarnagolus mashbasa, and they brought a chicken, but the lo yanisa, also a that had never worked. Says the Gemara. From here we learn. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mufchash shebehemus. The best animal meat is shor, and the best bird is tarnagolus. And I saw the Mefarshim explain why is this important for us to know. Because on Shabbos we have to have delicious, elaborate meals. So we should eat ox meat and chicken on Shabbos. So says the Maral. Amar Amema, Zakta Uchmisa Kibetnisa Deshtacha Bene Atzri. The chicken that we speak about was a black chicken that had a large belly that wandered in the place where they press grapes. Lematzia pasikanya, that it can't even walk over a stick because it's so heavy, it can't balance itself. So the Gemara continues to speak about the meal that Avram Avinu prepared. The pasuk says, "V'alabakar rotz Avram, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ben Bakar is Echad, Rach is Shnayim, Toiv is Shloisha." So as we learned before, it means that the animal was served, that he prepared three animals. Here, the Gemara seems to teach us that a black chicken is preferable. And others say that a white chicken is preferable. In fact, the Ramah, when he speaks about the minig of Kaparis and Erev Yom Kippur, says, we should prick white chicken. And the Paiskim says, that's the best, the Paiskim say, one shouldn't deliberately look for a white chicken, but if you could find a white chicken, it's better. Because otherwise, if you go out of the way to look for a white chicken, it's a question of lois senachshu. So is the white chicken preferable or the black chicken is preferable? So the Sefer Binyan explains that, as our Gemara just taught us, the black chicken is typically fatter and more delicious. But on Erev Yom Kippur, the halacha is that you're not supposed to eat very fatty foods. And since you're not allowed to eat very fatty food, that's why on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to eat the kaparis, they used to eat white chicken. Otherwise, when you want to eat a fat, delicious chicken, a black one is better. I saw that Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Havas Chesed, says, why does the Torah and the Gemara now go into such great depth to teach us about the meal that Avram Avinu served? To teach us that we know that Avram Avinu, Ekev HaShasham Avram B'Koyli, that Avram Avinu followed the entire Torah. And that's what we learn from here. That when we're learning from Avram Avinu, how when we have guests, how must we serve them? Ask the Gemara. So the pasuk was just taught that he served them three, he shechted three animals. Ask the Gemara, but maybe the way to learn the pasuk, v'emechad. Maybe all he did was just one animal. And the other words, could amri inchi, are just to describe that animal that was rochich, it was soft, v'toiv, and delicious. Answers the Gemara, if that's what the Torah meant, imkein lichtoiv, rach toiv, mai vitoiv, what's the extra word? Shema mino ledrasha, that he brought three animals. But ask the Gemara, but it only says avov in front of the word toiv. So maybe the way to understand the pasuk is ema. Maybe the way to understand the pasuk is that trei, there were only two animals. Answers the Gemara, mid the toiv ledrasha, since we're saying that the word toiv is coming to teach us that it was a separate animal, so we say that the word rach is also ledrasha, that it was a separate animal. Ask the Gemara, Masav Rav Baraula, V'teim Rav Oishia, V'teim Rav Nosav Rav Oishia, the pasuk says, V'yitin Am Nar, V'yimah Lassus Asai, his son only took care of one animal. So what are we saying? There were three animals. Answers the Gemara, What the pasuk means to say is that every animal was taken care of, was worked with a different nar. The pasuk continues, v'yikachem v'chol ben abaka sh'os v'yitei lefneim, kama matya aysel kamei. As each one was prepared, he brought it to one of the malachim. V'lamele t'lasei, asked the Gemara, but indeed, why was it necessary to prepare three animals? Tizki b'chad, isn't one animal adequate? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, k'dei l'chilim sholosh l'shonos b'chadu. The best meat was the tongue meat. And he wanted to give them each a separate tongue, and each one should have a different part of this entire tongue to be able to choose which part of the tongue they wanted to eat. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tachan b'chin loy, la'olam al yishana adam min aminig. A person should follow the minig hamakim. Moshe olal marim, when Moshe went to Shemayim, so he was with the malachim don't eat, and therefore, v'loy ochal lechem, he didn't eat. Malachi Asharis, in our story, where the Malachi Asharis came to Avram, ochlu lechem, says the Gemara, ochlu, a malachim able to eat, says the Gemara, el ema, niru kamish ochlu shasu, they may like they're eating. So the Imre Emes says, why did he specifically serve them these foods? Why didn't he serve them fish? And the Imre Emes says that the halach is a Sefer Torah cannot be written on the flesh of fish, only on animals. And the reason he explains is because what we're supposed to show is that we did something, we shechted the animal and we prepared the animal. What we're doing is very critical in bringing kedusha. So the question is, why does the Gemara first mention the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did what the minhag hamakom was, and then the Malachim? Didn't the story of the Malachim happen first? So shouldn't the Gemara mention first? So the Divrei Yecheskel says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu had two things. That not only did Moshe Rabbeinu, there were two places where Moshe Rabbeinu followed the minhag hamakom. One is that he didn't eat when he was in Shemayim. And the other place was that he did eat in this world. And for Moshe Rabbeinu to eat was really not necessary. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, was half malach. So he, in two places, didn't change from the minhag hamakom. That, whereas the Malachim only did it once. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael, in his Klali Araisa, says, Ayishana Adam min hamakom, that when something happens to a person, so what happens is, sometimes he's dissatisfied with what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does from him. Says the Gemara, La'olam Ayishana min hamakom. What we're supposed to do is always be satisfied. We shouldn't be dissatisfied with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's what he did. And I saw along the Vart that we said that the Pnei Menachem says that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat in Shemayim is not such a big proof, because he was sitting next to the Shechina, he didn't have to eat. But the fact that he ate in this world, that's what's even greater. There's a very famous question that when we say Shalom Aleichem Friday night, one of the last stanza, it says Chem L'Shalom Malachi Shalom. And in fact, in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, it says not to say it. Why are we asking the Malachim to leave? But the answer is that once the Malachim come here, so they have to do whatever we do. And it's very difficult, as we're learning, for Malachim to eat. So when we tell the Malachim, in order that you shouldn't have to suffer, what I'm telling you is, Tzeiskel Mishalom, you could leave. And that's why we say to them, and it's not considered insulting, it's actually telling them that you don't have to stay here. Says the Gemara. My Omar Yehuda Maraf, whatever Avraham Avinu did himself on behalf of the Malachim, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levana Batzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does on behalf of us by himself. Everything that Avraham Avinu did through a Shliach, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levana Vayidei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us through a Shliach. And the Gemara explains itself. The Pasuk says, V'alabokar rots Avram. Avram himself ran towards the animal. And the Pasuk says, when the slav was brought to us, what happened was, V'ruach na'asameis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the slav by himself. V'ikav chemach v'chalav, Avram Avinu brought the butter and the milk. And the Pasuk says, when it came to receiving the man, the Pasuk says, Hinini mantim lechem, Lechem Nishmaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde b'atzmai brought down the man. V'ulam ed'aleim tachseitz, Avraham Avinu served them himself. And the Pasuk says, Hinei oimel fenecha shama atzor, when Klai Yisrael needed the water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I stood there by myself to serve you the water. V'avraham ha'elech imam l'shalchem, Avraham Avinu himself escorted them. And the Pasuk says, V'ashem ha'elech lefneim yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde b'atzmai, escorted us in the midbar. The pasuk says that yukach no mat mayim. He asked somebody else to bring the water, and the pasuk says v'ikisa b'tzor. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You hit the stone, v'yotzim imenu mayim, and water will come out. V'shasa'am, and everybody will drink." What happened was that everybody else. That was through Moshe Rabbeinu. So I saw the Mefarshim ask that the Nar over here is Yishmael. So what Avraham Avinu was trying to do here was to train Yishmael in this important mitzvah of Achnosis Archim. So why is this considered an issue with him, and that the Klai Yisrael suffered because of it? So I saw that the Mefarshim answer, the greatest chinuch we could give a child is not when we tell our son, our daughter to do something, but when we do it ourselves and show an example to our children, that is more important than telling them to do something. Says the Gemara, this is in disagreement with Rav Chama Bar Chanina taught us. Dom Rav Chama Bar Chanina, the came Tana de Beir Bishmol, Bescha Shloishim, because of the three great things that Avraham Avinu did, Zochel Shloishim. Klaiso was zoich to three great things. B'schar, for the schar that chem of cholov, zochul amon. B'schar, v'hu oimer aleim, they had the omer ha'onan in the midbar. B'schar, yukach no mat mayim, they had the bearer shel Miriam. So we see that what he did was brought them tremendous schar. So I saw that the Rav Tzadik asks that why do you get such schar for what he did, as we just learned in our Gemara, really didn't make that much of a difference because they were malachim, and malachim don't have to eat. So Rav Tzadik says that we learn from here that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a schar, he doesn't give us a schar for what we actually accomplished. He gives us schar for what we try to accomplish. And Avraham Avinu, he didn't know that they were malachim. He did what he could do. And since he did what he could do, that's why he got this tremendous schar. And of course, the Mefarshim point out that Avraham Avinu didn't do this act of chesed only once, but he did this act of chesed all of the time. So why are we saying that they got this reward for what happened in this time? So the Avos Chesed says that normally, it's very much connected to what we just said, normally the schar is given because you accomplished something. Here, Avraham Avinu just wanted to do what's right, and that was enough. And more than that, I sort of Chaim Shmulevitz explains. What we learn from here is that one small act could have tremendous influence, this one act, caused that Klai Yisrael should have so much schar. The pasuk says that Avraham Avinu said to Melachim, "Yukach namat mayim v'rachtzu ragleichem." Amar Rabbi Yonah ben Shmuel, Amar loy v'chi abar bayim cheshtashtanu. Are you accusing us that we are Arabs she mishtachvim lavak ragleim, that we bow to our to the dust? And because of that, that you accuse us of this, and the Gemara says, a chosh becherim, somebody who accuses somebody else, he ends up suffering with what he accused somebody else. That's why he accused them, and that's how he had indeed a son Yishmael, who was the forefather of all of the Arabs. Says the Gemara, it was the third day of the Mila, and it was the day that he's most sick. How to understand what that means? The Rambam's opinion is that it means that the third day is the day that somebody who had a bris Mila, when he's in danger. Because, as the Rambam explains, it's cumulative. All the days that he was in pain because of the Mila accumulate until the third day. By the third day, he's really suffering. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says it can't be that the third day is more painful than the day of the operation or the day after operation. What it means to say is, says Rashi, that even the third day, they're in pain. But the first 2 days are also very painful days. Why do the Arabs, says the Divrei Cheskel, bow to the dust on the floor? So the Divrei Cheskel explains that what does the dust on the floor represent? The dust on the floor represents where you stand. And a person who doesn't believe in Hashem believes that koichi v'oitzim yadi, it's what I do that makes a difference. And what happened here is that they bow on the dust of the floor. Bowing on the dust of the floor shows that they don't, that they believe only in where they walk, nothing else. That is the klola. That is what they represent. Shadr Eliezer Lemefik Lebra. He sent Eliezer to go out to see. So says the Gemara. Amar Bechena. Oysa Yoyim Yom Shlish Shamei L'Shal Avram Haya. Oba Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lishol b'Avrama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram Avinu. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, says the Gemara, is Chaytze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Cham Natika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun that nobody should be able to walk in the street because it should be so very, very hot. And like that, Kadosh Shlo Yitzriach Oysa Tzadik Baruchim, Avram Avinu should not be busy with guests since he's not well. But Avram Avinu was so anxious. So what he did was, Shadr Eliezer Lemeip Gebra, he sent out Eliezer, Nofak Pilayashkech, and Eliezer could not find anybody. Amalai Mehem Nalach. So Avram Avinu said to Eliezer, I don't believe you. Hani Dabit Taman, Lesem Nusu Ba'avdei. We can't trust Avodim. Nofak Iyu, and Avram Avinu himself goes out, Chazir LaKadosh Baruch Hu Dekoya Baba. And he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing by the door. Hani Dekziv, and that's what the Pasuk says, Al No Savalav Avram Avinu Kaviyachol says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please come to visit me. But Kaivin the Kachazah, the Kaasa Vishari, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram Avinu has this bandage over his Makam Amila, Amma Lav Erek, and he has to change it. So Hashem said, Lav Erek Ar Lamekim Hacha. It's inappropriate that I should stand here. Haniksiv, V'yisein of Yavin Eshloish Anoshim Nitzavim Alav, the Mikara also came away. First they stood there. But when they saw that he was in pain, Amru, they said, and from here the Paiskim say we learn a very important halacha, that as much as it's a mitzvah to be mevaka chayla, but if you see that the person that you're visiting is uncomfortable, then you should leave. Maninu, asked the Gemara, Maninu Shlosh Anoshim, who were these three people? Says the Gemara, Michal, the Gavriel, the Rifal. Michal, Shabol of Asar, Asara, he came to tell Sarah that she's going to have a son. Rafal Shabal Rapis Avram, he came to heal Avram Avinu. Gavriel Ozla Mepach Sedoim. And Gavriel went to turn over Sedoim. And the Ben Yoyada asks, first Gavriel is mentioned as the second Malach, and now he's mentioned as third. How does that work? So Ben Yoyada explains. What we just learned explains the sequence of what they did. But when we speak about the Malachim, Gavriel is considered a more chashv Malach than anyone else. V'ksiv yavishnei Malachim, Sedoim Barav, two Malachim, not Gavriel, says the Gemara, Oz Michal Be'edai, Michal went along L'shezvei L'loit to save Loit, but the turning over of Sedoim was done by Gavriel himself. They can now v'yapach sa'orim elu, v'loiks v'yapachu, shma mino, that was done by itself. So the Taisus asks, we know that one Malach can't do two Shlichasin, but here we find that the Malach saved Loit, and he also was the one that told Sarah she's going to have a son. So how could they do two shlichas? So Taisa says both of these shlichasin are related. And since both of these shlichasin are related to save people, to give them good news, one malach could do both. Another pshat that Taisa says is that they are done in two different times. A malach at the same time doesn't do two things. At two different times he could do. As soon as Avram Avinu invited them, they came in. But why by Loit? The pasuk says he had to beg them to come in. They didn't agree immediately. Answers the Gemara. When somebody who's not that significant asks you something, you could refuse. However, when Avram Avinu asks you to do something, you should do it right away. And that's, the Meiri says the same thing is when you are a guest in someone's house and your host is a Talmud Chacham or a great person and he asks you to eat something or do something, what you're supposed to do is as soon as you are asked, you should do what you're asked to do because Eim Sarvan L'Gadol.